Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Tastes great, less competition. Tastes great, less competition. We'll look into the proposed merger of Miller and Coors now for the possible business ramifications and what it might do to the flavor in your glass. Joining me to talk about what's brewing in the American beer market is Julie Bradford, editor of All About Beer magazine. Hi, Julie. Welcome to WNYC.
Well, hi. Thank you very much. How are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
Just fine, thank you.
Good.
Let's talk about beer.
Let's talk about beer. You know, Garrett Oliver, the brewmaster at the Brooklyn Brewery, wrote in the New York Times the other day that the U.S. has by far the most exciting beer culture in the world. Do you agree?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yes, I know Garrett well. I saw that piece, and I couldn't agree more.
Not Germany, not the Netherlands.
No. Because we're such eclectic brewers, in a very short time we've gone from having only, say, 40 breweries to having more than 1,400. And unlike the other countries you've mentioned, Germany, the Great Britain, we've borrowed styles from all the traditional brewing cultures. So Americans make beer styles that are characteristic of all the great brewing cultures, and then we've devised others of our own. So
we've borrowed and we've bought.
This is the place, yeah.
Anheuser-Busch is the largest holder of market share in the United States. Miller and Coors are second and third, respectively.
That's right.
Garrett Oliver also wrote that there are 1,500 American craft brewers, and they're undaunted by the prospect of a Miller-Coors merger.
I think the jury's out on that, yes, because the products, the dominant products produced by the big brewers are well, it's basically one style, and that's the American light lager style.
Mm-hmm.
And the craft brewers are producing a whole range of maybe up to 70 very different styles from that. So I don't think, as far as the craft brewers are concerned, this is a very scary announcement.
What about for drinkers of the mainstream stuff? Does it matter to what will be in our glasses?
I think the partners in this joint venture between Miller and Coors are mindful of the importance of keeping distinct brands, because there are very loyal Coors Light drinkers, very loyal Miller Genuine Draft drinkers. And
those would still be out there, right? Even after the corporations merge. I mean, how many times have we seen it with, you know, everything from airlines to television networks? You know, they merge and the distinct brand names remain, even though they're under the same corporate roof.
I think that's going to be important to the survival of those brands. I think their loyal fans will be very unhappy if they think that they're drinking a Coors Light and it's now indistinguishable from a Miller Light. So I think that's important to the success of this venture. By doing this, I mean, this is huge beer industry news, but I don't think it's huge consumer news.
Yeah. Does the government have to approve this? There's an antitrust investigation or something?
There is, yes. That has to go on. And again, the word is that right now the merger is looked upon as, or the joint venture is looked upon as, something that will put Miller Coors in a better competitive position vis-a-vis Anheuser-Busch. And, of course, Anheuser-Busch has half our beer market, and this new joint venture would have about 30%.
So is that all that's really at stake, in your opinion, is whether the stockholders of the makers of Budweiser make more money or of the makers of Miller and Coors?
I think if I were employed by either Miller or Coors, I would anticipate some economies coming down the line. I suspect there'll be some job loss, because there is significant overlap, particularly in their distribution network. A lot of Miller and Coors brands are already carried by the same local distributor in a lot of areas, but we'll see that consolidation happening more and more. So I'm guessing there'll be some job losses. There'll be some efficiencies in distribution. I think the only worry that craft beer and imports have is whether the distribution consolidation kind of squeezes out space for some of the craft brewers. What's intriguing here is there are two opposite movements going on in beer. On the big scale, we have greater and greater consolidation nationally and globally. and more of that to come, I'm sure. But under the radar, as it were, small craft brews are proliferating and have actually been growing at a much healthier clip than the big guys for the past several years. So,
but you know what? Let me take a call that's coming in from a small brewer who feels like the big guys are ganging up on him. Jay in Bed-Stuy are on WNYC. Hi, Jay.
Hi, Brian. How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Good. What's up?
I work for like a small independent craft beer distributor located in Cobble Hill. And I totally see this going on in the marketplace. They are consolidating to try to squeeze out a lot of the brand development that could go on. And I work with, like, some great small breweries scattered throughout the country and imported brands. But I think they're really trying to kill off some of these brands. Like, there's beers being designed that are, like, that are catering to, like, niche markets, like organic beers. I think they're trying to brand younger generation. And then you see some of the larger brewers. I mean, like, as they get bigger in their capacity, some of the quality mark of these beers actually go down. Like Hoegaarden was, I thought, tasted better several years ago. Now they're doing it in larger batches for our marketplace, and it's not as good.
Mm. Julie?
I don't know. I mean, I think right now the big guys are so preoccupied with one another. Granted, they are trying to borrow, to take a leaf from the craft brewer's recipe book, because craft beer has grown at 12%. And so all the big breweries either have specialty divisions that are producing kind of stealth craft beers.
Because there are craft beers out there, and I don't know offhand what they are, but they look like craft beers to the average consumer, but they're really Coors and Miller and Anheuser-Busch, right?
Blue Moon, for example.
Uh-huh.
Blue Moon is one of the first quote-unquote craft beers that a lot of people will mention.
Uh-huh.
And it's a rather nice beer, but it's made by Coors.
Uh-huh.
So it's not in scale a craft beer at all, though it borrows from a traditional Belgian style.
Probably says so really small somewhere on the label. Or
yes,
not even.
And, I mean, Anheuser-Busch has brought out something called Stone Mill recently and Wild Hop something.
Mm-hmm.
And those, it's almost impossible to discover from the six-pack holder that those are actually made by Anheuser-Busch. It's Anheuser-Busch dressing like a little brewer.
So do American beer companies differ from European ones in terms of how they acquire smaller companies? For example, the Belgian company InBev has done a lot of acquisitions.
They have. I mean, InBev now, by volume, is the largest brewing company in the world, and Anheuser-Busch is second. InBev has grown. I mean, Anheuser-Busch has grown by replicating its Budweiser model all over the world, among other things. InBev has grown largely by acquiring existing breweries and preserving their autonomy to a fair extent. Your caller referred to Hoegaarden, which is the original Belgian beer in the style in which Blue Moon is brewed. And that has been left pretty much alone after acquisition by InBev, although, as he said, there are some changes in taste. So these guys are growing in different ways, but the main challenge they're trying to crack is that beer consumption is down of the mainstream styles. And so the big brewers are looking at what they should do about that. Should they acquire imports? Those are growing. Should they brew in the style of craft beers or acquire craft breweries? Or should they consolidate themselves and try to have a wider market reach?
Julie Bradford, editor of All About Beer magazine. Here's to you.
Cheers.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, not so much about Joe Torre's incentive package, more about yours. Stay with us.